Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
All right, guys, listen up. This Valentine's Day, give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and it lasts forever. Send your love a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. See, a Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box, ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly. You can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or just break the ice. So check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And with over 50, I'm telling you, they're going to have something there that the gal in your life is going to love. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear. From the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 shades of gray bear. Or how about the new I Love Lucy chocolate factory bear? But be smart. I mean, if this is a new relationship, maybe don't send the 50 shades of gray bear. Maybe send, you know, the softest bear in the world to get a big smile on her face. You know, Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th. And delivery, fellas, is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent you.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up. Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up. Trojan.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Now, the Cats host Maryland next Wednesday at 6. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com.
I don't know what they do there. It's, what's it been, 5 or 6 years now since they're maybe even longer since he's been there, and then one playoff appearance. It may be time to sever ties there. I'm not sure. You know, but then what are you going to get better than him? Right. That's the problem. You know, what's out there that's better than him?
That's Brian Urlacher this morning with Mully and Hanley right here on The Score talking about Jay Cutler. Maybe it's time to part ways. You can catch that entire very entertaining, informative interview at 670thescore.com. Other news about the Bears, they're raising their season ticket prices this year by an average of 2.6%. It's the first ticket hike in 3 years. Other NFL news, Atlanta Falcons, after losing the Super Bowl and giving up a 25-point lead, they fired defensive coordinator Richard Smith and D-line coach Brian Cox. Green Bay released James Starks and Sam Shields. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they trail the Wild by 6 points. And tonight they play in Minnesota, hoping to make up some of that ground. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. Puck drops at 7. NBA, the Bulls are at Golden State this evening. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. He's missed the last 2 games. Dwayne Wade is sick and is a game-time decision. The Warriors are terrible at home this year, just 22-3. Tip-off is at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, you want to catch an early one. The Cavs play at Indiana. That's a 6 o'clock tip. College hoops. Right here on The Score tonight, DePaul at number 24, Xavier. Coverage starts at 5:30. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. And we're the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
You get tired of it, man. It's, you know, like I said, I have to face y'all every day, so I'm the, you know, I'm the one I got to have the answers. I'm the one that got to try to, you know, make up something. Even when I don't want to talk to y'all, I still talk to y'all. So it happens, and that's part of the job.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That's Carmelo Anthony. He's been the only grown-up in this situation involving he and the New York Knicks and Phil Jackson. But we got some news for you here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score. What do you got, Dan?
This is Joe Cowley, and you know the way I read this story, I saw the headline, and I wasn't sure what to make of it. The headline says, Butler is all for helping his front office add Carmelo Anthony. It's an eye-catching headline, and then I'm also thinking that Cowley probably has an editor on the phone like, why did KC Johnson get that story? Why did you get that story?
Right.
You know that's how it works when you got guys in there and they're friends, Casey and Joe, but they're competitors. And when the Tribune comes up with that, the splashy exclusive that Gar Forman and John Paxson are safe in their jobs, even if the Bulls miss the playoffs. And I'm sure that, you get something. So here's the Dateline San Francisco. Jimmy Butler talked to Carmelo Anthony 3 days ago. It was a catch-up call. Not ketchup, catch up, according to Butler on Wednesday.
Catsup?
Not catsup. What it should have been was a recruiting call, letting Anthony know that he's still welcomed in a Bulls uniform if he goes ahead and waives that no-trade clause to escape New York. Don't, however, rule out Butler making that call soon. That is half the battle, Butler said, when discussing making a player from another team feel welcomed. And I could still do that. I think everybody knows what Carmelo can bring to a team. The dude's a hell of a player. But I think we have some things we've got to worry about here first in the next few weeks before we go down that road. Anthony almost joined the Bulls as a free agent back in July of 2014, but opted to chase the money and stay in New York, re-signing with the Knicks for a five-year, $124 million deal, almost $50 million more than what the Bulls could offer at the time. Anthony would later say it came down to Chicago and New York. Chicago was the one from day one, was someone I was very impressed with. There was a point in time I was like, oh, I'm going. So what has changed since? Everything. Anthony may still love New York, but New York no longer loves him. At least Knicks president Phil Jackson doesn't. The latest shot from Jackson came Tuesday in a tweet in the wake of a Bleacher Report article written by Kevin Ding that was critical of Anthony and his desire to win. By the way, Ding and Jackson have had a close relationship for more than a decade.
Right.
This tweet was just bizarre. Bleacher's Ding almost rings the bell, but I learned you don't change the spot on a leopard with Michael Graham in my CBA days.
Get it? Ding rings the bell.
Yeah, I get it, but...
And he spelled Daze, D-A-Z-E, which you know offended Danny Bernstein.
Because
you know you don't spell you don't misspell words even if you're trying to make a play on them. Damn it,
boys!
Right, exactly.
Graham is extreme without the E, then that's cool.
Right, of course.
Graham was a former Georgetown player that Jackson coached in the CBA back in his Albany Patroons days, and ended up releasing because he was basically uncoachable. Shots fired again. It's become obvious Jackson wants Anthony to waive the clause so he can trade him and start the rebuild. Well, there have been rampant rumors about LeBron James wanting his good friend in a Cavs uniform. Anthony actually has two friends with the Bulls in Butler and Dwayne Wade, and movable pieces that make sense. Bulls can send Rajon Rondo, Taj Gibson, their first-round pick to the Knicks for Anthony. Gives Jackson another draft pick, an expiring contract in Gibson, a veteran point guard for next season with Derrick Rose, a free agent. Anthony could slide into the number four spot for Fred Hoiberg, give the Bulls another pure scorer, help an organization that many in the league believes values marketing over winning anyway, a poor man's version of the big three. Isn't that tampering if Jimmy makes a phone call like that?
You can get around it. You can't mention it.
But he's saying he's going to recruit him.
Yeah.
This is tampering.
You can't mention it in the media at all. Yeah.
This is tampering.
Yeah.
You can't do this.
I'm going to look up the actual, by the NBA, CBA, what tampering is.
I'm pretty sure that you've got a player under contract to another team actively talking about recruiting somebody, right?
I mean, it has all the makings of tampering.
It smells like tampering. It quacks like tampering.
Yeah. And it would be similar to what Atlanta tried to do with Paul Millsap and Al Horford, where, of course, Robin Lopez isn't Al Horford, but you play a smaller player at the four position so you could stretch out the floor and have shooters everywhere. The difference is Paul Millsap wasn't an ISO player. Paul Millsap was a guy who got the ball and shot jump shots every once in a while, throwing it to him on the block. Carmelo Anthony on this team, talking about three guys, and when Rajon Rondo's in the game, four guys who need the ball in their hands. I would love to watch just because of the silliness, and maybe it would reinvigorate some of that Bulls stuff that I was talking about in the first segment of this show. But yeah, it's not going to happen. It's Clippers or Cavs or something like that. And if Minnesota comes a calling for Jimmy Butler, or Boston is still interested, especially with Minnesota and the Zach LaVine injury, you know, him tearing his ACL.
What?
But I don't know. I don't expect the Bulls to make any moves. I really don't. I mean, Taj Gibson might be one, but I don't expect them to make any blockbuster deals.
Several texters say it's not tampering unless the front office does it. Players can talk. But to go to the media and announce that you're going to do it, then you're using the press. It's not just players talking. It's players talking about talking. Right?
Yeah, that's why when you said it, I was like, I don't know if it is.
I don't know if it is either, but I thought once you go to the media and say, oh yeah, I'm going to make this call, I don't know. It's fishy if it's not, right?
Because this was a problem. You know, that's why the rule was in place, because guys were just talking about everything and saying where they were going to go. This is back to the Juwan Howard Miami Heat contract days where the Wizards ended up matching. I mean, you can't have your business all out there in the street and not being reported by undercover, you know, detectives like Adrian Wojnarowski and some of these other guys. Speaking of,
looks like Woj might be jumping to Espen.
Did you hear what they were trying to do? They were trying to switch Adam Schefter over to NBA stuff. And, you know, seeing if he had that kind of sway with the NFL as he does with the NBA as he does with the NFL. And maybe the money wasn't right or whatever the case may be. But the wheels were in motion about Adam Schefter just switching it up and going straight NBA and, you know, getting all the scoops like he did in the NFL.
So the thing about Michael Graham is funny, because I remember when Michael Graham came back, he'd been playing overseas, and he came back to the Continental Basketball Association to play for the Columbus Horizon. And it was right before we were in the airport waiting for our flight to Columbus to go play. One of our favorite trips, because it was a great hotel. You'd actually stay like downtown in a Hyatt Regency that was connected to the Civic Center. And it was we always look forward to the Columbus trip. And it was like Ogie Oglethorpe in Slapshot. Remember, they say, hey, they have Ogie Oglethorpe, like Oglethorpe. And you have the legend of him, because one of the guys like, man, they got Michael Graham.
That's a bad dude.
And the legend, the stories about him were that, I mean, he'd punch anybody in the face. I mean, he was a giant of a man. I guess he's doing okay now. He won $1 million in the lottery or something. Somewhere. There's a big story. I remember we talked about it. But this reputation was just like, don't mess with him. They were telling all the rookies, like, you know, if Graham is out there, you got to watch it, blah, blah, blah.
Well, the New York Daily News wrote a piece about Michael Graham. Frank Isola actually wrote it. It says he was part of a throwaway tweet in which Phil Jackson was trying to convey another message to Carmelo Anthony on why he's now working out in New York. Michael Graham, the former Georgetown Bruiser, was the example Jackson used to describe a player that either can't or simply refuses to change. Turns out Jackson was wrong about this Michael Graham. And of course, he mentioned the tweet in there. He says, I wouldn't say a leopard can't change his spots, Graham told the Daily News on Wednesday. My life is good. I'm married. I have children. I'm a business owner, and I have a foundation that helps kids in the D.C. area. I'm good. Graham found himself in the crosshairs of an ongoing feud between Jackson and Anthony on Tuesday after Jackson's tweet. Graham was picking up his wife from work when a former Georgetown teammate, Gene Smith, broke the news to him. Quote, Phil still loves you, Smith told a confused Graham. Smith added that the tweet likely is being directed at Anthony. He, quote, I said, are you serious? Honestly, it didn't bother me. Phil is the master of the mind games. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I appreciate the love. He woke up the dead. Graham, 53, part of the 86-87 season under Jackson with the Albany Patroons.
Yep.
Graham had made a name for himself as the intimidating and scowling power forward on John Thompson's only national championship team. Playing alongside Patrick Ewing, Graham overpowered Houston and Hakeem Olajuwon in the title game and landed on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He says he was later suspended for academic reasons, transferred to the University of the District of Columbia. He never played a game for the Division II college before entering the 86 draft. Graham was the Sonics' last cut, and he eventually signed with the Patroons, who were coached by Jackson. He knows the game, Graham says of Jackson. He can be a little weird at times, but overall he's a good guy. I tried my best to learn a lot from him. I never understood trying to run that triangle, though. Quote, I realized that he wanted me to rebound. That was my strength. He didn't want me to score. I still don't know why my name would come up in a conversation really about him and Melo. Graham admits that his first year of professional basketball was difficult. His mother died, and Graham had to take care of his two younger brothers as well as a two-year-old son. And he's talking about, I really wasn't thinking about basketball and being a part of it. He bounced around the minor leagues until retiring in 84. The player who had academic issues.
No, Graham, he didn't retire in 84.
I'm sorry, 94. 94.
Okay, right.
The player who had.
That's when I it was that year. That was his
last
year.
That's when you ran into him.
I literally ran into him. After we're sitting at the plate, like, oh, you got to watch out for Michael Graham. Michael Graham, they're outside saying, be careful. And then when we got there, you know, before the game, and guys are arriving, there's like a little coffee machine outside the locker rooms, and you know, it's like a little Silex coffee machine, right? Little styrofoam cups, and I pour a little coffee, and I turn around, and I like turn like right into somebody, and I splash a little coffee on him. I'm like, oh no. And it was Michael Graham.
I'm going to die.
He said my first thought was, right, this is it, what is he going to do to me? And he was funny. He's like, oh man. He said, no, I shouldn't have walked up on you like that. It's all good.
It's all good.
Don't worry about it. Not your fault.
He had academic issues.
I was shaking.
Well, I mean, he's a big bruiser. He's a big, intimidating, menacing man.
And I had just spent an entire flight over there being told how dangerous he was. And I'm like,
you had your close encounter.
Walking into the arena, like, ah! He gonna kill me!
He had a bachelor's degree in business and is currently working on a master's degree from Georgetown.
Good for him.
Michael Graham is all right. While Phil is out there throwing shade.
Here's the tampering rule. Article 35A of the NBA Constitution states that it is a violation of the league's anti-tampering rule for any person affiliated with an NBA team to directly or indirectly entice, induce, or persuade, or attempt to entice, induce, or persuade any player, coach, GM, or other person under contract to any other NBA team to enter into negotiations for or relating to that person's services, or to negotiate or contract for such services, or otherwise interfere with the employment relationship between that employee and the other NBA team.
So if you were a Bulls lawyer and you didn't want to pay the tampering fine, how would you litigate this, Mr. Bernstein?
I mean, they'll speak it in English.
You got Sammy. Oh, my hot dog.
Because you know what that is? You know what we have here? Tampering.
Well.
This is.
That's why LeBron and all those dudes say no when they're asked about Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Love trades. They say no. We got everybody on our team that we need.
This is the big flashing tampering light here.
Who got hit? Was it Scott Skiles led Orlando Magic that got hit?
Is that the Joe Smith? No, that was the Timberwolves.
Yeah,
right.
Joe Smith was Minnesota. You know, we'll pay you this amount, even though we'll hook you up on the back end, which was a lot.
That was circumvention.
Yeah,
right.
Circumvention for Joe Smith. But I feel like I don't know why the Orlando Magic are coming to mind right now in a tampering incident where they, I don't think they had to give up draft picks, but they had to pay a heavy fine. And if the NBA is listening, the Bulls might have to pay a heavy fine. Well, I mean, all right, let's look at the comments here. Let's try to, and I could still do that. I think everyone knows what Carmelo can bring to a team. The dude is a hell of a player.
Yeah, this is the.
But
this
I think
is
that
indirect.
We have some things that we've got to worry about here first. So,
can it be looked at as
him commenting on how good Carmelo is?
It's an indirect enticement, or a direct enticement.
But is he just merely stating that he's a hell of a player and he could help anybody?
And does this interfere with the employment relationship? I don't know.
Does it interfere with a Lala relationship?
He said that is half the battle. When talking about making a player from another team feel welcomed, I could still do that. It's close.
He says you can talk to Anthony and tell him all this, all that, but as far as a trade and all that stuff goes, that's for the front office because there's only so much to say, the players can have in a deal like that. There's not too much I can do in that aspect. But I will say I learned a lot about Anthony over the Olympic experience, and we've kept in touch. I'm very grateful for the friendship we've built, and it will continue to grow. Mm.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll know tomorrow if the Bulls are writing a check that the NBA has heard Jimmy Butler's comments.
He's Jason Goff. This is Bernstein and Goff. We are off at 5:30 today. We're going to do It's On at the bottom of this hour and then have Hub take your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5 on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Atlanta Falcons are bringing in Steve Sarkisian as their new offensive coordinator. Yes, that's Steve Sarkisian. As in, the Steve Sarkisian who worked one game under Nick Saban 4 weeks ago. And why not? Sure, his offense blew a 14-point lead in the national championship, but that's still not nearly as bad as blowing a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl. And apparently this was not Sark just up and leaving on his own. Not according to SB Nation. According to that report, Sark's relationship with Saves deteriorated amid disagreements in, quote, system philosophy, and both parties plan to move on after signing day last week. I'm really not exactly sure how Sark pulled this off. I just know that Falcon Nation needs to get ready and rise up, baby. Yeah! I'm Jim Rome.
Join the Score broadcasting live every day from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2017 Chicago Auto Show. Check out the Score live broadcast and visit Toyota to see the full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out about broadcast times as well as dates and times of athlete appearances, including a Skype session with Chicago Cub Albert Almora. Brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Chicago Cubs. Let's go places.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
3030.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, if you're looking for a mattress, nobody will outsell Mattress Firm during their President's Day sale.
That's because of the deal. Nobody should outsell them because nobody else is offering up to $500 store-wide on the best brands. Stearns & Foster, Serta, Tempur-Pedic, queen sets as low as $179.99, up to $500 savings on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. You really should check that out. And you can buy now and save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Do this before prices go up.
Yeah, and you have to take advantage of their no-interest financing for 5 years. As Dan always puts it, you can't look at the total price. Just look at it over the life of that term. Would you pay X amount of dollars per night to sleep on this mattress? So once you go in there and experience the Tempur-Pedic with the adjustable base, you will answer yes. I promise you that.
And with select mattresses, you can also get $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash. That's good toward free gifts like a free pillow, free mattress protector, and a free mattress frame. So there's every reason, and because you know there are multiple Mattress Firms near you, it's not like you don't have the chance to get in there.
Right, you get into one and ask them about their Sleep Happy Guarantee, and here's their delivery process. It is really outstanding. They literally do roll out the red carpet out in front of your home. They wear their blue booties. They bring everything in. They are meticulous with their delivery and their installation. They make sure that you understand everything about your new purchase before they leave. They take your old mattress out. And here's the best part. They tell you when the delivery window is. And if it's not delivered during that designated delivery window, your delivery is free. But I'm telling you, they'll be there on time and they'll treat your home like it's their own. So go to mattressfirm.com, find that location Dan mentioned nearest you, get in there and check out some mattresses and let the sleep experts help you out. Take advantage of their President's Day sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Vision. Hey guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Valentine's Day? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. They're created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. Now, the world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com, so visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, fellas, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent.
CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday, February 15th.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in, move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
Sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
But it affects you, their decision on that.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, that's their job. My job is to get better every day, go out there and try to win games. I don't tell them what to do. Like I said before, I don't move guys. That's not me.
No, you tell the coach to coach harder every once in a while. You tell the coach you won't run his plays.
You also tell the young players, you better have hit that shot before if you're going to take it.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't tell anybody to move anybody. So there, and I talked to Cody Westerlund, who our NBA guy internally here. He said that he believes that players are exempt. And I understand that players' private conversations are considered exempt from tampering rules. But
once it hits,
I'm going to say once you tell the world through a beat reporter what you could do or intend to do, I didn't know that rose to a different level. I mean, I think the league is aware that they know guys are going to hang out with each other and guys are going to spend time together and guys are allowed to have casual conversations. But I didn't know I'm not sure if that exemption also covers them doing it through the media.
I remember the Magic for some reason, and from the 847, this texter sends the Deadspin link with the headline, and now the Magic may file tampering charges against teams talking to Dwight Howard. And my guy Shep over there printed up something that I should remember because I was in Atlanta when this was happening, where the Atlanta Hawks, and this is from the USA Today, the Atlanta Hawks sent a statement to USA Today Sports saying, quote, "We fully understand and respect the NBA's decision. The Kings also confirmed the fine to USA Today. The Kings organization accepts the league's decision." According to ESPN.com, the Houston Rockets are the third team who was cited for tampering. The people spoke, of course, on the condition of anonymity because the fines haven't been made. The buzz around our offseason, this is from the Atlanta Hawks. They sent this to their season ticket holders. Quote, "The buzz around our offseason is more than heating up. With massive cap space, four draft picks, and free agency rapidly approaching, we sit in the best position in the NBA. Player interest is skyrocketing as the possibilities of landing Chris Paul and Dwight Howard become more and more of a reality.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity to get on board before it's too late. Once we solidify our signings, there will be no seats left."
Nope.
On a couple of different levels. Yeah. Nope on you didn't get them when you were telling people you were going to get them. Mm-mm. And also,
You can't say that.
Yeah, you might as well just email this over to the league office and with a blank check like Derek Coleman got back in the day and just have him fill it in for you.
Remember what that was for?
Dressing up on a team plane, right?
Wearing his tracksuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
They said you have to wear a coat and tie.
On the plane.
He said, in the airports, the whole train. He said, "Look, I'm wearing this tracksuit. And here's a check. At the end of the year, you find me whenever you're going to find me."
Yeah. Man, it went through, a couple of years at Syracuse dressing up for the man. He wanted to get buckets. Derek Coleman, one of my favorite players of all time.
Scoreboard update. Yeah,
that's Boogie Cousins.
Yeah, right?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Maddie.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
That's good.
Thank you.
What's going on now?
Sports talk.
Oh.
On the radio.
Oh, I'll listen. Go ahead. Is it my turn?
Yeah, we're fomenting populist anger over the Bears raising ticket prices.
I don't listen to you anymore because of your liberal left-wing
My populist views on professional sports?
No, just on life in general.
Yeah.
And that, I don't like you.
Yeah, that helps too.
I like your liberal thoughts, though. I think you should do political talk more.
Nah.
And fishing. From the Northwestern basketball updates. I've never gone fishing either, Jason. One time ever in my life. I caught a baby duck, and I said I'd never go again.
See, that's perfectly reasonable.
You caught a baby duck?
Yep. Yeah, I was out with my Uncle Benny, and I threw the thingy in the water there, and it was drifting down, and it went around like some bushes you couldn't really see, and then it started pulling, and so I started reeling it in. I'm like, cool, I caught something right away, my first time. And around the bush comes this little baby duck. The hook went right through his duck, right through his bill.
Did it die?
No, he grabbed it and took the thing out, but I was like, that's it. I'm never going to go fishing again. I caught a duck.
Yeah, that's a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to catch a duck.
No, it wasn't good. When you expect a fish and a duck comes around the bush, as a kid, you're like, what the? Hey.
What the duck?
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa, look out.
Be blessed, Dan.
I'm trying.
Yes. I bless you, Dan.
Thank you.
Oh, Dan, Matt actually can bless you.
Right, he's ordained. Mm-hmm.
I can bless you, marry you, bury you.
Oh, wow.
Kill you?
It's the name of his new Quentin Tarantino film. Bless you, marry you, and bury you.
Your ordination allows you to kill people?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I got ordained with John Wick.
007.
Kill people.
Yeah, more people have died in the name of religion than any other
That's
thing
right.
In this
it's
world.
Yeah, it's the biggest reason of murder in the history of the world.
Yeah, so religion. Maddie can off your ass.
Oh, yeah, we're on opposite ends of things, so I can kill you.
Okay. It's legal now.
Yeah,
apparently. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, but Trump's not going to throw me in jail.
No, he won't.
Right?
You're a member of his cabinet.
I'd probably get rewarded on Twitter for it.
Aren't you Secretary of Entertainment and Fun?
He still has never gotten back to me.
Oh.
I try. And I troll him every day now, and I don't think I'll get the job.
It's because you know me.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You need to be at least two people removed from
you. Know Jason.
Yeah,
he's a total disaster.
Yeah, exactly. Sad.
Terrible.
EEOC hire. So sad.
So we're off early tonight. I'm going to go do some shopping at Nordstrom, so I'm going to head on out right away.
Oh, man. You better be careful. Better be careful.
Why?
How about Nordstrom saying that it was because of her performance why her clothes are no longer in their stores?
Oh, I believe it.
If you want to hit that man where it hurts, you know, mention ratings and size and performance, and you're going to that's a low blow for old Trumpito.
You want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
Oh, that's great. And that's funny. Let's destroy the career of a senator. That's a good man.
The old orange hammer.
It's gonna be a long 4 years, friends. Real long.
Apparently, Mark Cuban doesn't think it's going to be four.
What is he? He doesn't know?
Yeah, he thinks it's going to be less than four. I just can't get past his face. It's a big blockhead on that man.
Who, Mark Cuban?
Yeah, man. That man's face is scary as hell.
He had work done, didn't he?
Yes. But
I saw him on TV this morning and he looks different.
Yeah, and his face looks bigger.
A face enlargement process.
Face enlargement?
Yeah, dude, his face looks bigger. His face, like, look at his head.
He's How you doing, Mark? What can I do for you? Well, Doc, I want my face larger.
Well, take Yoan Moncada's Twinkie diet and call me in the morning. No, seriously, man, his face is huge.
Huge.
It's sad. All right, we're going to skip all the good stuff. We'll get right to the necessary things. Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. Don't miss your chance to watch the team play at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. You know, the Cats host Maryland next Wednesday at 6. Buy tickets at nusports.com. Also want to tell you to head on out to the Progressive International Motorcycle Show on February 11th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Be sure to visit Score Promotions from 10 to noon. Snacks and Score giveaways. See all the new 2017 bikes and ATVs from the industry's leading brands. I'm Matt Abaticola. Oh, also, DePaul Xavier tonight at 5:30 right here on the Score. That's why you guys are done early, if you didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Matt Abaticola, and this is 670 The Score. We are celebrating 25 years of not only Chicago sports talk, but the greatest sports talk in the universe. It's not sad. The radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. That's us. This is also Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score. And then you go online to the internet machines at 670thescore.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
All right, this is going to be a tough one because you got no Jimmy Butler, maybe, and no Dwayne Wade, maybe, because of his sickness. And then you got the Warriors on the other end. So this might be a Bowling Green-type massacre out there at Oracle Arena. And you got Hawks and Wild. So you got that there if you want to watch that tonight. Yes, the Hawks and Wild are playing. I've looked it up. I'm not making the Sharks and Hawks mistake that I made before. My guy Jimmy Nouveau, who I follow on Twitter, the Twitter machines, was actually talking about what the Blackhawks have not been doing and why their puck possession is not what you're used to seeing. He tweeted some interesting stats in a series of tweets on the Blackhawks earlier today. Helps explain puck possession issues. And this is from Sport Logic. With a Q at the end of it. I know that makes Dan Bernstein very mad. The NHL Blackhawks are 30th in the NHL for controlled entries by defensemen per game at 1.9. NHL medium is 3.9. So looking forward to actually applying that math and seeing how many times a Brian Campbell or, you know, Brett Seabrook or Duncan Keith can actually have a controlled entry into the
zone.
Look
at you, hockey metrics with Jason Goff. Yeah. Hockey tips. And we have the early national game tonight is the Cavs and the Pacers, right? The resurgent Pacers. Don't look now. We've been making fun of them, saying, you know, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And all of a sudden,
teams are catching fire. Like the Wizards and the Pacers and the Heat. Yeah, the Pacers got their mojo back. Paul George feeling himself a little bit again. And, you know, and Nate McMillan maybe scared some life back into that squad. I thought that would be the third best team in the East this year. So, you know, that should be a good game. It's always fun to watch LeBron James play basketball. Fellas, what are you going to be checking out tonight on the old boob tube?
Well, it is a new episode tonight of My 600-Pound Life on TLC. And so I am a sucker for all shows like that I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it. But as soon as I see it, on there, I will automatically hit record on the DVR and it'll be watched before tomorrow.
Some depressing ass TV.
Shep, you ever check out Taboo?
I have not.
But people who like to eat like household cleaner and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I saw a lady who ate rocks. Who ate, like, she would go outside and eat rocks, like the actual stones. What? Yeah.
Like,
rock
like Snoop? Yeah, like no. Snoop Training Day?
It's like a bird picking grit there to was, put in its
yeah.
crop?
And okay. there, she, yeah, of course, had terrible, you know, intestinal problems. There was also a lady on there who ate the stuffing in the cushion of sofas.
Oh, I heard about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So that show is awful. But, yeah, my 600-pound life, if you ever want to feel really awful or maybe great about yourself, that show's right there for it. Moonshiners was on last night. Yeah, I was watching myself some Moonshiners last night. Yeah, so there's a bunch of different options for you. If you want to sports it up or, of course, go the non-sports route, which our producers love to do. Tanny, what are you going to be on tonight?
Tonight on Netflix, who I consider to be the most prolific stand-up comedian returns with his new Netflix special, Bill Burr. His new special is out. It's called Walk Your Way Out. It's his fifth special, and I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Got a chance to see Bill Burr at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, and it was one of the best shows. I'm talking about anything. Concert, play.
Really?
Anything.
He talks about that venue on his podcast a lot, how he loves working there.
Dude, it is a terrific venue, and it seems like no one from Atlanta is in there because it's a really, I won't say nobody from Atlanta is progressive, but it's a different kind of vibe, different kind of crowd. They get it when you make fun of the South as opposed to some people who, you know, are from the state of Georgia who get very mad at you. But yeah, I saw him at the Tabernacle, so he's got a new special out. That's nice. I'll check that out tonight. See?
There you have it. That is It's On. We also don't worry that you have missed out on all of our $50 gift cards to the Chicago Chop House. We have one left that we're going to give away before we are done at 5:30. Hub is going to join us at 5. You have Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Who's better at their job? Jimmy Butler at his or John Paxson and Gar Foreman at theirs? Even if we miss the playoffs, they're going to be back again. And I just don't get it.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
And called Amy Kite for help to sell their Highland Park home. Amy's marketing system works year-round, people, so in no time, they had multiple offers. Their home sold in only 7 days for $525,000 large. Amy is unique in that you get to agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks, that's the real deal. And working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft. Smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon. Only from John Frieda.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
A bunch of light-skinned guys out there, you know, they thinking we ain't as tough, but it's, I don't know, you know, it's whatever the appearance may be. You know, whatever the appearance may be, you know, you got to get over that because the proof is in the pudding, you know, after 3 years.
I thought Tanny was joking when he said, I'm coming back with Sean Livingston talking about light skin toughness because, you know, it's something that I've joked about and, you know, people have joked about before, hashtag light skin toughness. And you can get rooted into a ton of the cultural stuff and how light-skinned people are treated as opposed to darker-skinned people.
Bunch of light-skinned guys out there, you know, they thinking we ain't as tough.
Yeah, so I didn't know that Sean Livingston touching on it.
Like Julian Bond
dude,
stuff,
that's,
right?
That is like old school, like you can even start to get into some Jim Crow stuff when it comes to light skin versus dark skin.
And passing and all that.
Yeah. And now, you know, we make fun of it because, you, like you said, sometimes you laugh at things to keep from crying about them. But Sean Livingston, a little chip on his shoulder. You know, you think,
hey,
you,
wait till,
think
wait
you're
till,
not tough out here because you're light skin. Come get these hands.
Wait till LaMelo Ball is joining the party, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to add to the toughness of the light skin brothers out there.
Did you watch those highlights? Man. 92 points in a game for Chino Hills High School. Those are 4 8-minute quarters. It was like 146 to 120 something.
Yes, 146 to 122.
An embarrassment. Yes. What was going on in that game?
Yes. If you don't know who LaMelo Ball is, his older brother. His oldest brother, actually, is Lonzo Ball, a guy who's going to be a top three pick out there in UCLA. If you get a chance to watch him as soon as you can because he's not going to be at Westwood very long. But he's going to be a top three pick. And his younger brother, Lonzo's younger brother, is LiAngelo, who is getting ready to go to UCLA, I believe, next year. LaMelo is the youngest one. He's a sophomore, and people think he's the most talented of the three.
He had 92 points in a game yesterday.
And now people are, you know, talking about what does it do? How do you view the game? You know, how do you feel about a child scoring 92 points?
Does everything have to be a referendum on everything?
I'm just saying.
Why can't he have a day where he puts the ball in the basket
all day today on Twitter?
I know.
And we go back to the DeJuan Wagner stuff when he scored 100 points. And, of course, we weren't in the...
That's Milt's kid.
Yeah, Milt Wagner's kid. We weren't in the throes of social media and... Juwan had a terrible illness that kind of forced his career to end very, very soon. But yeah, when a guy like what is too much for a high school player when it's like, all right, take him out because you're embarrassing people. This Chino Hills team, by the way, has been embarrassing people all season long. Like they're throwing oops off of dudes' heads.
They've been a YouTube sensation. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're appointment viewing for my kid. He's fallen in love. He was. Did you see what happened?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Ballislife.com has dedicated pretty much their entire Instagram feed to Chino Hills High School highlights. So if you get a chance, throw LaMelo Ball into YouTube or into Google, you'll see his half court shots. He's pointing at the half court line and throwing it up. So people are doing the whole get off my basketball lawn thing with him right now and having a little fun with scoring 92 points in a basketball game last night.
Hey, I just got an email from our offices at Children's Oncology Services, the one-step camps for kids with cancer and leukemia, and poker is starting to fill up. We hit one of those little acceleration points, and the room is starting to get full. We're still 2 weeks away, too. Tomorrow marks 2 weeks until the 2017 Charity Poker Championship that is presented by Raymond James takes place at the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior as we help kids with cancer and leukemia by raising money. We are going to be playing Texas Hold'em Poker and determining our winner of the $10,000 World Series of Poker main event seat. That's the big prize. There's all kinds of other prizes. We are going to have prizes for our knocking out our celebrity bounties. But if you want to get in on the high roller seats, I think there's five or six left. So don't sleep on this, especially if you're going to do the high roller. Don't sleep on it. And it does look like compared to last year that the room is going to fill up. Spectator seats are also filling up. We thank our presenting sponsor, Raymond James, and also our sponsors, Robert W. Baird, David Hochberg of Pearl Mortgage, and Associated Agencies Incorporated. But you can get all the information right now. Go to onestepcamp.org, onestepcamp.org, or you can go to my Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein. There's a pinned tweet there that will hook you up at Midwest Poker is also a way to do it. That way you can get the registration taken care of. You can look up the tournament structure and find out exactly how you want to do this. You might want to get one of those high roller seats, especially if you're a serious player. We're going to start giveaways on Monday. We've got the 10 seats we usually give away. We have 7 seats, including a high roller spot, that have been donated by people who bought the seats but want them given away to other people who want to play.
So alert your poker player buddies. If you're not one, alert your poker player buddies to be listening to the Bernstein and Golf Show immediately here soon, because we got to give these seats away.
Or more importantly, spend the $275 that goes to help kids and join us, the spectator seat, eating and drinking for just this fabulous party of an evening on February 23rd. It's a Thursday night. It is a great time. But go to onestepcamp.org because it's great news for us that seats are flying off the shelves. But we're comparing it to the year before. There's always a big late rush in the last week and even day of. So just be on the safe side and make sure you grab it. So go to onestepcamp.org and be a part of this fabulous evening for a fabulous cause. We still have a $50 gift card to Chicago Chop House to give away, and Hub Arkish is going to be with us at the top of the hour. So right now is when we solicit your phone calls to Hub. He is yours today. 312-644-6767. Comments, questions, Bears, NFL, NFL Draft, Jimmy Garoppolo. Whatever you want to ask about, Hub has answers for you. He's fresh from the Super Bowl, where he has talked to executives from around the league after decades and decades and decades of experience as a reporter. You'll be smarter about football if you keep it here on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
The one and only Hub Arkish.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Better drives them. See how at the...
When a hostage is taken...
Help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're going to need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're going to get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Today only, you can get freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses for $39.99 plus shipping. That's beautiful flowers and delicious berries. You just need my code to take advantage of it. This one-day deal is right here for you. The code is JASONG. That's J-A-S-O-N-G. These berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, and you can surprise her at work. You know, all of a sudden, she's sitting around, and she's thinking about you, and then the Sherry's berries show up, and then they start to gather around her desk and go, "Oh, my God, he loves you more than the guy that I'm with. I love him as well. He's the greatest." And then everybody's eating your Sherry's berries, and then you get home, and she's like, "You know what? I got something for you, because you gave me Sherry's berries." Gifts from Sherry's Berries are perfectly packaged in a gift box with all the details taken care of. Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, here's the only way to get this incredible one-day deal. Freshly dipped strawberries plus one dozen assorted roses starting at just $39.99. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in J-A-S-O-N-G. This amazing deal is today only, so get on it right now and take care of your lady, Sherry's Berry.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 2/8 to 2/20.
95.
Hey guys, this Valentine's Day, give your sweetheart rich chocolatey brownies from the Vermont Brownie Company. Featuring decadent flavors like maple toffee, peanut butter, and dark chocolate, these brownies are ridiculously good. Vermont Brownie is so extraordinary, they even beat world-famous chef Bobby Flay. Surprise and delight your Valentine with some of the best brownies she'll ever taste. They're baked using local farm-fresh ingredients and rich Belgian chocolate. And right now, dudes, listen to this. You order a 12-pack of brownies for Valentine's Day, and you get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222 at checkout. That's code 2222. Your gift also comes with free Valentine's gift packaging and a personalized card. What more do you need? But you need to order today because this offer is only good this week. So here's what you do. Go to VermontBrownie.com. Order a 12-pack of brownies and get a 6-pack of brownies free. Just use code 2222. Delivery is guaranteed, but you must order today.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand. Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Your weekly
Fiasco.
Aries, you have a huge pile of projects at work, so let others help you. Taurus, if you're single, this may be the week to update your status to win a relationship. Gemini, a major opportunity is bound to present itself. Make sure you can recognize it. Cancer, perhaps moving at a snail's pace this week may be the key to being productive. Leo, people are looking at you for all the answers, but it's okay to not have them all. And Virgo, make your relationship a little hotter this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone